بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا توضأ العبد المسلم أو قال المؤمن فغسل وجهه خرج من وجهه كل خطيئة نظر إليها بعينيه مع الماء أو مع آخر قطر الماء، فإذا غسل يديه خرج من يديه كل خطيئة كان بطشتها يداه مع الماء أو مع آخر قطر الماء، فإذا غسل رجليه خرجت كل خطيئة مشتها رجلاه مع الماء أو مع آخر قطر الماء حتى يخرج نقيا من الذنوب. رواه مسلم. This hadith, we began the discussion yesterday. The translation: Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a Muslim or a mu'min, the narrator had some doubt as to which word was used, makes wuzu and washes his face, then every sin by which he looked at with his eyes is washed away with the water of the wudu, up to the last droplet of water. And when he washes his hands, every sin that he committed or that he grasped with his hands are washed away with the water or with the last droplet of water. And when he washes his feet, every sin towards which his feet walked are washed away with the water or with the last droplet of water. And such is the effect, the overall culmination of this, حتى يخرج نقيا من الذنوب. After having completed the wudu, this person leaves this wudu in a condition that he is completely pure from the sins that he had committed. Now the analogy that is found in this hadith, that with the washing of the water of the wudu, the sins that he committed with his eyes or with his hands or with his feet, etc., are being washed away with the water. Now, sins are something that don't have a tangible shape or form. For example, person commits sin with his eyes. He looks at what he was not supposed to look at. Now, to say that sometime later when he made the wudu is washed away, literally, and we find it is emphasized to such an extent in this hadith, مَعَ آخِرِ قَطْرِ الْمَاءِ, up to the last droplet of water, the sin that he's committed is being washed away. So ulama explained this. Obviously, one is this has a symbolic meaning, that literally there isn't a shape or a physical form that is given to the sin that is washed away. On the other hand, we talk of this concept and theme is very common in Quran and Hadith, of there being some sort of effect of the sins that we are committing or the good deeds that we are doing. Good deeds create a positive effect around us, even though they cannot actually be seen. The action that you did, you gave somebody sadaqah, you helped somebody, that can't actually be seen, but it has an effect. To the extent, such is the beneficial effect of it, or we call the atharat, or the effect of that deed, that the entire creation of Allah, person is learning deen, we learn in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a positive effect is created by that person, that the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, every creation of Allah make dua and maghfirat, they seek the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala for that person. On the other hand, when a person commits a sin, an evil action, the negative effect of that, in this dunya, in akhirat also, in this dunya, the rest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation make dua to Allah to protect them from such a person. So there is some sort of effect here in this world also and in the hereafter that is created as a result of the sins that we commit. It's mentioned about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, as the Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayh in his Fazail Amal has mentioned this. And we find that it is also mentioned in Mizanul Kubra of Allama Sha'arani rahmatullah alayh, and likewise in the footnotes of Fatawa Nawawi, that Imam Sahib at one stage in his life, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with what we call kashf. Kashf is a term which is used to refer to very, very deep spiritual insight as a result of a person's piety that Allah Ta'ala grants him. So Imam Sahib, it is mentioned about him that he could actually see the sins that are being washed away when a person is making wudu. And the incident which Allama Sharani mentions is that once he advised a young man to repent when he saw the man making wudu, he advised him, make tawbah from the sin of disobeying your parents. And the reason it's mentioned this about Imam Sahib is that there is one, just by the way, there is one fiqh ikhtilaf. In other words, one difference of opinion that when you make wudu, the water that is used to wash your limbs becomes what we term as ma'i musta'mal, water that is already used. Now what happens if the water drops off from you and the same water is collected and a person has to make wudu again? Somebody else has to use that water. Is the water pak or pure or is it impure? Initially, Imam Sahib or the Hanafi Mazhab was of the opinion that when you make wudu, the water that leaves your body is impure. Why? The reason was Imam Sahib in the early stages, he could actually see the sins that a person committed being washed away with that water. So he felt the water is impure. Obviously, if the effect of the sins of the person, he could actually see it with kashf, is in that water. Thereafter, the opinion was revised, and actually that is the Hanafi viewpoint, that the water itself is tahir, is pure, but it is ghayru mutahhir. You can't use it again. In other words, if a person has a container and he makes wudu and the water is collected there, you can't use the same water again now to make wudu again. But the water itself doesn't become impure. It's mentioned about Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This incident is mentioned in Hilyatul Awliya, that he mentioned one person came, a young man came into his presence of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said to him, يَدْخُلُ عَلَيَّ أَحَدُكُمْ وَأَثَرُ الزِّنَا وَأَثَرُ الزِّنَا ظَاهِرٌ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ. He says, some of you come into my presence and I can see the effect of zina on their eyes. So Usman radiallahu ta'ala, this person said, فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ أَوَحْيٌ بَعْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Usman, are you claiming to receive wahi and revelation after the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left us, that you can see the zina that I committed with my eyes on my face? To this Usman radiallahu ta'ala said, la, I'm not claiming to receive wahi or revelation, walakinnaha firasatul mu'min, but this is the insight and truthful intuition which Allah ta'ala blesses a believer with. So in other words, both these incidents teach us or illustrate for us this very important point, that there is an effect of a'mal. Good deeds have a positive effect around us. They leave behind some sort of impression. Likewise, evil deeds leave a negative effect. Nevertheless, the hadith itself, ulama-i-kiram advise us that Rasulullah ﷺ beautifully has illustrated for us the powerful effect that Allah Ta'ala has kept in wudu. Wudu, our wudu doesn't just clean you outside, cleans you inside also. So, one important point is mentioned is istihdar. This term istihdar means to become mentally conscious, mentally conscientize yourself, that when you are making wudu, this is such a great ibadat, that with every drop of water, every sin that I committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is washing it away. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam atal maqbara. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the graveyard. Obviously, in this context, this refers to Baqi Gharqad, Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Medina Munawwara. Faqal, and he said, Assalamu alaykum, Dara qawmin mu'mineen. وَإِنَّا إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ لَاحِقُونَ. He read the dua. We discussed the various duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read upon going to the graveyard in a previous chapter. The opening verses or the opening declarations of this dua are mentioned in this hadith. Very famous dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read when he would go to the graveyard. And we should also, that time I mentioning it again, try and learn these du'as. Visiting the graveyard, we'll find many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba mentioned some interaction that took place between them and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, either leaving Baqi, entering Baqi, in the precincts of Baqi, leaning against the wall of Baqi. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself very often would visit the graveyard. And we find that in the early stages of Islam, at one stage, Muslims were prohibited from visiting the graveyard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared, because of obviously being new Muslims, weakness of Aqidah, this may harm and affect, because they had come from a background of idolatry, of idol worship. However, this was later abrogated, and he said, كُنْتُ نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ زِيَارَةِ الْقُبُورِ. I used to prohibit you from visiting the graves. أَلَا فَزُورُوهَا. Now, visit, I am encouraging you. Because by that stage, Sahaba's iman had developed. And we find in many ahadith, فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُكَ الْآخِرَةِ. Because visiting the graveyard, look at the holes in the ground, look at the worms and the insects, look at the sand, look at the crusher of all pleasures in this world. This is a stark and a strong reminder for us not to get carried away in this dunya, that we have to prepare for maut, we have to prepare for akhirat. Very, very powerful tool and medium too for us to get a balance and perspective on things is constantly visiting the graveyard. So this is something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great sunnah, is to do it very, very often. And we are encouraged to do this. But obviously, try and follow the sunnah method. One is very important to read the dua. Beautiful dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read. As-salamu alaykum, he would address the graves. Peace be upon you. Dar qawmin mu'mineen, or abode, or assembly, or place of believers. Wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqoon. We will, Allah willing, meet up with you. In other words, that grave or that janazah is a reminder that that is where I am going. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully taught us this dua. In other words, articulate it, address that grave, and remind yourself by uttering these words. You are actually reminding yourself and you are enforcing this conviction within yourself that just in a short while, how soon only Allah knows, I am going to be in the same position. I am going to leave behind the revelry and the attraction and the lights and the glitter and the glamour of this dunya. So how much am I preparing? So it's a very, very important and a very powerful medium and tool to remind us of this. And we should not only read the dua, but ponder over the words of the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, assalamu alaykum dara qawmin mu'mineen, wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqoon. And then, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is obviously the subject matter of the hadith, mentioned something, a desire. What was the desire? Wadittu anna qad ra'ayna ikhwanana. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I wish I could actually see my brothers. I wish I could actually see my brothers. To this, the Sahaba who were present with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Awalasna ikhwanaka ya Rasulullah. They said, O Nabi of Allah, are we not your brothers? We your companions, are we not your brothers? To this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Antum ashabi. You are my companions, you are my sahaba. Wa ikhwanuna alladhina lam ya'tu ba'du. The brothers that I wish that I could see, I am referring to, are those that will come after you. Inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah.